This is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. The holiday season is beginning to kick into gear with Thanksgiving this Thursday and the beginning of Hanukkah starting early next week. While the season can be a time to celebrate and bond with family, family dynamics can also sometimes be complicated. And while some might feel excitement, it's also natural to feel stress or anxious about time with family, especially in this era of political polarization.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I am so thankful to have you all here today.
I am thankful that I only burned the turkey a little bit. I'm sorry, gang.
You know, I am thankful that our governor is not going to let those refugees in here.
Oh, my God.
I don't eat anything with feathers anymore. You know, I watched that Netflix documentary. Horrifying. Horrifying what they do to these birds.
Hey, do you guys think the pilgrims brought a bottle of Pinot Grigio to the first Thanksgiving?
I'll tell you what the pilgrims did bring. Smallpox.
You know what? I have a question for you.
Why is it that your friends keep antagonizing the police?
Why would you ask my boyfriend that?
Well, I'm just trying to get to know Jamal. That's very
Saturday Night Live doing a great job capturing some of the family dynamics that can happen in our current polarized political environment around the holidays. This is also our second winter holiday season in the COVID-19 pandemic, but it's our first year with vaccines, which again can be another hot topic in families where there is not consensus. You might be struggling with questions like, how do you communicate your level of comfort in sharing space with non-vaccinated family or friends? How do you keep family dinners from turning into heated political arguments? And are there certain family members maybe you just shouldn't invite to your holiday gathering? To help answer some of these questions, we're joined by Dr. Cynthia Lubin-Langtu, who's a professor of clinical psychology at the Chicago School of Professional Psychology. Cynthia, thank you for joining us again here on The 21st.
Thank you so much for having me back. It's always wonderful to be with you.
We're also joined by Margaret Grau, a licensed clinical social worker and therapist in Park Ridge. Margaret, thank you for being with us as well.
Thank you for having me.
And listeners, because we tape this conversation ahead of time, we are not taking calls for this segment, but we do always love to hear what you thought about it. Let us know on Twitter at 21st Show, that's at 21st Show, or you can send us an email to talk at 21stshow.org. That's talk at 21stshow.org. Margaret, I'd like to begin with you. So the winter holiday season, not all turkey dinners and gift wrap for everyone. Some people feel a lot of stress. Can you talk, is that a natural thing to feel around the holidays and why?
Oh, yes. This time of year, I'm used to having to manage my own stress while simultaneously helping all of my clients. And, you know, since the pandemic started, that's been amplified. And really, when you think about how polarized our country has been getting, thanks to maybe some aspects of social media and various elections from recent years. So I've had a lot of practice addressing this, both personally and professionally.
You know, Dr. Langtu, some of us may still also not be used to large family gatherings owing to the pandemic. Do you have any suggestions on sort of re-emerging out of pandemic isolation and into the group dynamics of family this year in particular?
Yeah, that's such a wonderful question. And I can relate to this so deeply. I do have some suggestions about how to do that. I think that it's wonderful and beautiful and so exciting to be together again. But I think there are so many lessons that we've all learned about ourselves. And for some, the quiet and the solitude and the isolation was actually somewhat helpful. And so as exciting as it can be to be together again, I think acknowledging that that's beautiful and wonderful, but also strange and awkward. And what I would say is, you know, when we're going into some of these larger gatherings and we're not quite sure, acknowledge the awkwardness and blame everything on the awkwardness of, you know, moving through the pandemic. And that lightens the load. That makes it easier then to enter into conversations that you want to have with your loved one. So I would say start off by acknowledging the awkwardness. And then I would say there are other things that you can do, like set expectations about what the gathering will be like, who will be there, you know, vaccination statuses and those sorts of things. And then focusing on common goals. And then when difficult conversations do come up, deciding what as a group we want to do to pivot or to acknowledge some of the challenges in the space, right? So I think acknowledging all of that can be really helpful. Put it on the table along with the Thanksgiving turkey.
Put it on the table. You know, around 59% of the U.S. population is vaccinated. That's according to the Mayo Clinic. The Illinois Department of Public Health says that number is even lower here in Illinois, just 58% fully vaccinated here in Illinois. Dr. Langtu, can you talk about how people might navigate their comfort levels, communicate their comfort levels about sharing space with people who have chosen not to get vaccinated?
Yeah, that's a really wonderful question. And I think that, you know, to my earlier point about setting expectations. So I think that being and transparency around that, right? And so whoever's hosting, right, can set an expectation about who they're inviting. Are they inviting vaccinated and unvaccinated people? And those who are coming to whatever gathering have every right to ask who will be there and what the protocol will be. So each person can prepare themselves in advance. You know, you can share whether or not you're requiring folks to come with and be vaccinated, or whether or not you're asking folks to wear masks indoors, or, you know, whether or not you're hosting the event outdoors, or we'll have some of it indoors or outdoors. So setting expectations and being transparent. And I think having a lot of compassion and grace for each person showing up in the ways that they can. And all of us being a little softer in response to what our family members have decided to do in navigating this. So I would say setting expectations, transparency, and covering that over with a lot of grace and compassion as each person's trying to move through in a way that makes sense for them.
And it sounds like I'm hearing from you that it's okay to not invite people who are not vaccinated. How do you have that conversation, right? Uncle Joe might be have his feelings pretty hurt that you're not welcoming him to the Thanksgiving table.
Yeah, I mean, I think acknowledging Uncle Joe's feelings, right? You love Uncle Joe, but this is your boundary. And we all have the right to set a boundary. And it's okay, you know, if somebody else is hurt, we can attend to their hurt feelings, but it doesn't mean that we have to shift or change our boundary, especially when it comes to health, right? Our physical and emotional health and well-being. We want this to be a holiday, a celebration, a sitting together that's meaningful. And when we're not walking on eggshells, and it's really hard to do that when we're not feeling physically or emotionally safe. And so I would say having a frank, clear, loving conversation with Uncle Joe, maybe figuring out another way to have Uncle Joe feel included and acknowledge the reality of his hurt feelings. But move in a way that is authentic to each, but also gracious and caring.
Gracious and caring. I love that. I would love to hear you have a conversation with Uncle Joe. Margaret, let me ask you, going home for the holidays can bring up old memories, family dynamics. People have maybe been away from that for a while, but there's also this idea that a lot of people have maybe taken the space the pandemic sort of forced on us to learn a little bit about themselves, to evolve, right? Maybe their career has changed, or they're even some aspect of their identity is a little bit different. Do you have clients who are feeling anxious about that?
I do. Although, you know, we've been talking about this ahead of time. So I'm happy to report, as far as I know, they're feeling as ready as they're going to be for Thursday. And, you know, to sort of piggyback on what Cynthia has been saying, they have been, if they're hosting, they have been preparing explicit, graceful emails that they send out to everybody ahead of time, so that they can, so that nobody's feeling ambushed at the door, including things like, you know, if you're vaccinated, you're welcome. If you're not vaccinated, that's up to you. But, you know, some people are deciding not to include those people, and other people are saying you have to take a rapid test that day and or wear a mask. And then if people decide not to attend, then brainstorming with them, well, how can we maintain our connection? Because I, you know, my goal, you know, and of course, being clear about your goals, your common goals, like, you know, we're here to celebrate each other and be thankful that each other is in our lives. Our goal is not to fight. So that will help us try to maintain positive conversations at the table. And, you know, a lot of my clients have been even doing role plays with me, practicing how to pivot if somebody might maybe has one too many, and how to, you know, be the keeper of the rudder with that. And by the way, I highly recommend that, you know, you don't have an open bar at your Thanksgiving. You want to watch the alcohol intake, because otherwise there goes your filter. Mm. And you want to try to stay as grounded as possible.
Loose lips. So. What is the phrase? Loose lips sink ships.
Exactly.
Thanksgiving right. dinners, maybe. Let me just take a moment to reintroduce my guests. If you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. We're speaking with Margaret Grau, who's a LCSW and a therapist in Park Ridge, Illinois, and Cynthia Lubin-Lang, too, who's a professor of clinical psychology at the Chicago School of Professional Psychology, about Thanksgiving dinners and sort of navigating those family dynamics in this divided time. Cynthia Lang, too, let me ask you, let's say people are walking into a stressful holiday situation. Can you talk a little bit about managing that stress? I mean, we heard that Saturday Night Live clip earlier, one of my all-time favorite clips from Saturday Night Live. We didn't play it today, but it has it's a commercial for the Target parking lot, 500 spaces where you can pretend to be going to run an errand and just sit there in your car. Can you talk about managing stress, self-care around the holidays?
Absolutely. Yeah. You already know this is one of my favorite topics in general, but then specifically around the holidays. I mean, I think there's so much joy and light during this time, but at times that can feel pressured when you're not feeling that internal joy and light. And so I think acknowledging what stress feels like in your body. So for each of us, you know, as the holiday approaches, as we're thinking about the plans that we're going to make, as we're thinking about the challenging conversations that we're going to have, what comes up? Is our stomach hurting? Are we having a hard time breathing? Does our head hurt more? You know, do we feel the tension in our shoulders? So noticing what's happening in your body, and use the strategies that you've already, you know, established, things like, you know, self-massage, or, you know, meditating or prayer, or taking walks, or connecting with a good friend. Use the strategies that you know typically help you to come back to yourself, right? And do that in advance of going. I would also say plan for moments where you can take breaks. If you know that sitting, you know, at the Thanksgiving table for a certain amount of hours or being away can be a challenge, plan for breaks. You know, in our family, we, you know, have our own little turkey trot, although I don't anticipate there'll be a lot of stress with our small family Thanksgiving. But between dinner and dessert, we always take a walk around the block, right? So, you know, get some different scenery. So plan to have something that allows everyone to hit pause and take a break. And that planning in the middle of, you know, the situation or the event can help everyone have something to look forward to that will pull away from any potential stress. So I would say be proactive, do the things that you know that you need to do to go into the situation with as, you know, little stress as possible, and then plan for ways to hit pause while you're in a potentially stressful situation. Yeah.
Great advice, and I always appreciate hearing from you on this. I want to thank both of my guests today. Dr. Cynthia Lubin-Lang, too, is a professor of clinical psychology at the Chicago School of Professional Psychology. Margaret Grau is an LCSW and a therapist in Park Ridge, Illinois. Thank you both so much for being with us and sharing your wisdom and expertise with us here on the 21st.
Thank you so much for having us. And, you know, I really look forward to everyone really enjoying their people. And this conversation hopefully will help them do that a little bit more.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving to you both.
And happy Thanksgiving to you and your listeners.
And that's all the time we have for today. I do want to mention that our conversation, we taped it yesterday. It went a little over, so we have a Twitter-only extra. You can find that on our Twitter page, at 21st Show. That's at 21st Show, where we asked our experts the question, what if you actually want to have a political conversation around a holiday meal? How can you do that productively? You can find that, again, on our Twitter page, 21st Show. I'm on Twitter, at Brian Mackey. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening.